All right, after the podcast, one of the most viral singers in America, we're talking about Dasha, joins us. So excited because...
That would have been Madonna. She's pretty viral.
That's a different kind of virus.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so, Dasha, right after the podcast, closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Okay.
It's back.
Hey. He come in and he will be a witness.
That's our gold. Uh-huh. We had to decipher what was being said there. I think it was we were talking about marriages, and she said, yeah, he came in and he would be a witness.
So he come in and he will be a witness.
All right.
So we're like, all right, cool. That's a goal.
Do you have to have witnesses nowadays for
weddings? I think somebody does have to sign a thing saying that, yes, I attest that this happened or something. Isn't that what a witness does, is just say proof that there was an agreement?
I know they still have them because if you, let's say I'm going to do the Vegas wedding, quick thing. Oh, we decide we're going to do this. There has to be someone there besides you and your person and the... person that's marrying you, the officiant. There's supposed to be like a fourth person. Sometimes the chapels have to provide them to be able to, like, oh yeah, this really happened, we swear.
Oh well, I think we just surprised a bunch of people by posting a new podcast. The last one that we did where we were live in the studio was almost a month ago. That is so crazy. I think that's the longest we've ever been because of the way vacation fell. And then I think Big D had to leave one time early, and then I had to leave one time early. It was like this whole thing kind of fell apart. So luckily we had the Kevin Costner episode that we could use for 478. So yeah, we're here. We're actually back in the studio doing the podcast. We're going to hit 500 episodes. Then we might be done.
Oh.
No. Oh, really?
No.
Dee got so excited. Can we also talk about Kevin Costner, by the way?
Yeah.
Because the amount of women that are throwing their names out there trying to date him.
Oh, he's single?
Well, yeah, like he just got divorced. There were rumors he was dating Jewel, but I think he kind of said, no, that's not happening. Well, Kelly Clarkson did an interview with him, and the rumors are that she's kind of made it known to certain people that if he was interested, she's interested. And then what happens a week later? So does Hoda from the Today Show. She's like, I mean, hey, I'm single. He's single. All these chicks trying to get with Kevin Costner.
What?
So, I mean, I'm just going to throw my name in the ring since we're all doing it. So, hey, Kevin Costner, let's go.
Well, who are the single lady celebs? I'm single. Just saying. I mean, like.
I don't know. Shoot your shot.
Who? Wait, what? I missed something.
Just talking about how all the ladies.
Oh, how you want to date Kevin? Yeah.
No, I don't want to date Kevin.
Oh, what?
Yes, you could do worse.
Me? Yeah, I could.
Kevin's better looking than most women.
Honestly. Yeah, in fact, though.
Yeah, I think it's crazy, though. Like, whenever, like, celebrities. What's a dating site for celebs?
Raya.
Yeah.
Raya.
Yeah. I tried to get on that.
Yeah, good luck. And that's not a you thing. That's a straight up, like, I know people who. I know one or two people who are
pretty
on it. And then I know so many women who have tried to get on it. And they're like real pretty for their town pretty.
Oh, yeah.
But they ain't real pretty in that upper echelon pretty.
I have a friend who is on it.
Yeah.
And she like vouched for me or something. She's like, yeah, put my thing down. And if they need to reach out, she's like, yeah, nothing.
They do that. Crickets. You first off have to have two people vouch for you. You have to have two people who are already on it. And that doesn't mean you're automatically admitted. No, you go through a scanning process. You're a really good friend of ours, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Amber tried to get herself on there. And she had a couple of country music stars who were on Raya. They said, yep, we'll say that we know you. And she just sat in this limbo, and she would email them like, hey, just wondering. And they're like, we're still reviewing. It never, they weren't going to. Because Amber, real cute. Amber's real cute. Amber is not Instagram, runway.
That
like
level
she's,
is a
yeah,
different
it's a
thing.
Whole different. Almost those people aren't of this planet good looking.
Or they're just stupid rich.
Yeah.
There's two ways to get on there. You're one of the most beautiful people on the planet or one of the most wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If you're not in that crew, you ain't
playing. If you're famous, they'll let you on. But Yeah, but I know there's been celebrity women who have been on there, and they're like, none of these guys want to get with me. I'm not hot enough. They're like, I'm competing. I might be famous, but the dudes aren't looking for fame. They're looking for hot chicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, send them my way. What celeb women? What celeb women? Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you? Now that I'm... So, okay. Going back to back in the day, when I was getting divorced, my lawyer was like, you cannot talk about this at all. So nobody knew that I was separated. Nobody knew what was going on in my world, especially like on the podcast or on the radio show. And I remember the first time I got on an app, a dating app. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was insane. I got on and I matched with somebody almost immediately. I guess like, you know, if you have your little, if you pay for a certain thing, they know if you swiped on them. Mm-hmm. So I got a match, boom, pretty quick. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. All right, well, cool. And she's really pretty and this and that. And so I didn't know any better. So we started talking and she's like, what's your number? I'll call you. And I'm like, oh, here you go. Gave my number out. I'm like, this is great. This is awesome. This online dating and app dating is wonderful. She sent a picture. She's like, here I am. Now, I'm going to say some things that are going to offend. I'm going to let you know it is going to offend somebody, and I don't care because this really happened. So she sends a picture, and she's like, here I am at work in my little sundress. Want to make sure you can, whatever. Wait, let me go back. So we started talking. She's like, so this is your first day on the app? I'm like, yeah, it's my very first day. I'm like, you're actually the first person I matched with. Oh, my gosh, we have to go on a date. I'm like, oh,
okay.
Wow. Well, this is easy. She's like, yeah, so today I get off at like 5. Why don't we meet at 5:30 for drinks at this little place by my office? I'm like, okay, this is great. All right, man, online dating's awesome. So then going back, she sends the picture. Here I am in my little sundress at work, so you recognize me. And, oh, okay, very nice. I show up at the bar. Now, again, I have not gone on a first date in a long time. 15, 20 years. So I show up and I walk in and I'm looking around. She said I was going to be sitting at the bar. I'm looking. That girl ain't there. I'm looking. All of a sudden I see the hand pop up. I'm over here. I'm like, oh, her aunt showed up. Her aunt.
Her aunt was there? She was old. Look, she was older.
I didn't know about filters. Again, it was my first day on a dating app in forever, and they'd never not in forever ever because they didn't exist when I was dating my ex-wife. So I go and I sit down and I'm like, okay, this is weird. I mean, she's still very attractive, but it isn't the same person that the photos were sent up, and there was so much photo manipulation. She was 15 years older in person. And probably 60 pounds heavier in person from the here I am today picture. And I'm going, I didn't know that you couldn't trust a photo. Oh. And it was terrible. But anyway, so we talked and it was very nice and cordial, but there was no chemistry whatsoever. And it was just, I only went because I was like, I got to get out there and get the first date out of the way.
Yeah.
And so
how does that end?
Just wait. Just like,
oh my gosh. All right.
Good. Here comes the offensive part.
Get to the good part.
Just wait.
Just you wait, Henry Higgins.
So I leave. So anyway, I stay for about an hour. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to be nice and whatever. So we talked. And
Did you order food?
No. Just drinks.
That's a key right there.
Yeah.
So we go to leave, and, you know, that was so nice. Okay, great. Well, nice meeting you. You know, thanks for being my first ever date, you know. And, okay, great. So we're walking out the place, and it's downtown by your house. And she walks out first. I hold the door. She walks out first, and she turns to the right. And I'm like, turn to the right also. And she goes, oh, are we going the same way? And I was like, yeah. I said, I'm over here in the parking garage. She's like, oh, I'm on the street, but we're going the same way. Will you walk me to my car? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. So We walk down the street. It's like a block and a half, two blocks.
Does everyone else feel like my jaw? I have a headache from my jaw tension.
The anticipate. My shoulders are so tight right now.
I am like I'm walking with you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. I'm in this.
I am nervous just telling this story because it's the worst thing. So we're walking to the car, and she's like, "Here I am, right here. Okay, cool." And I start walking. I'm like, "Well, nice meeting you, and I start walking. She goes, "Can I have a hug?"
Okay.
And I'm like, Yeah, sure. Yeah, a goodbye hug. I'm like, oh, okay.
I just got all body chills.
If you say that she stuck her tongue in your ear, please say that.
God, that would be funny.
Please.
So I give her a hug, and it was a prolonged hug. You know how somebody doesn't want to let go?
Gross.
And does she rub your back like the guy at church?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, it's time to go. So I let go, you know, I pull my arms out. I'm like, okay, nice meeting you. I pull them out and she's still holding and I lean back. And as soon as I lean back, she went for it. And dude, before I knew it, I had her tongue down my throat. I'm like, I'm like, what are you doing? I kind of surprisingly like pushed her back. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, it's your first date. You need a first kiss too. And I'm like, yeah, no, thanks. It was nice. Thanks. Bye. And I just went to my car and I left. And I remember getting into my car and I was just sitting there in this parking garage thinking, holy crap, what has happened to my life?
You were holding yourself, rocking yourself back and forth,
trying
to comfort yourself.
I was sexually assaulted in the middle of the street by some stranger. I'm like, what in the world is going on?
This was a podcast. Now
it was a nightmare. Like, and I mean, it was just the whole thing from beginning to end was, and I just, at that point, I'm like, this is going to suck.
So did you
I was thinking it was so good. Did I talk to her again?
Yeah, no, I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say, I the whole day leading up to it, I'm like, oh, the online dating, app dating is going to be great. After that happened, online dating, app dating is going to suck.
So did you talk to her again? Did she reach out to you again?
She did. And I was like, yeah, I just I wasn't feeling any kind of chemistry. I was like, but, you know, thank you for meeting me for lunch and getting my first date out of the way. Oh, OK, great. OK, nice.
Oh, and so then, she was cool. Like, hey, she got it.
Yeah. Like
she
like,
knew.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Obviously. I'm
like, meanwhile, a friend of mine went out with a chick a couple days ago and he messaged her the next day. He goes, you know, I didn't really feel anything. And but I've been ghosted and I don't like it. So he tries to be like Bubba and reply to people and say like, oh, hey, I don't think this is working, whatever. And so he said to her like, hey, you know, I enjoyed meeting you, but I just think we're looking for different things or blah, 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 whatever you tell people. She started arguing with him why they actually make perfect sense together. And
that person.
And I go,
who does that?
Right?
I went on a similar situation. I went on, is this going to turn into dating nightmare talk? Because this is actually great. I went on 4 or 5 dates within 2 weeks with this one person because I was on the fence as to whether or not, you know, you just sometimes you know, sometimes you
right,
don't.
Right, that's fine.
And I was like, yeah. So I tried to force it. And so anyway, it got to the point where she was getting very aggressive, like she was ready to move forward. And I'm like, I'm done. But thanks. And no, I started getting all these text messages of one day you're going to regret this because we are meant to be. And you'll realize one day that we would have been the best. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally dodged a bullet on this one.
You did.
Like she was not cuckoo crazy like that.
Before. No. But there are both genders that I have found that you have people. I always tell friends of mine, acquaintances, whenever I'm telling dating stories or they're telling them, I say, you can't argue your way out of dumped.
Yeah.
That was something an ex-boyfriend told me. Like, you know, it was just because I was like, well, I don't understand. And he was done talking about, and this was like a 2-year relationship that he ended. And he was like, you can't argue your way out of dumped. And I go, lesson learned. Thank you. Like that got through to me. That was good.
Is that where I learned that from? Was it you?
Probably was me. Yeah.
Because I think I told you that story just like in the hall about the other girl. And
I am a font of dating wisdom.
Yeah,
usually it's to keep you from being embarrassed.
Ever since that day, it's interesting because if you learn anything from this podcast, if you have anything you take away, the phrase, you can't argue your way out of dumped. should be something that sits with all of us. And whether it's a relationship dump, whether it's a work dump, a friend dump, whatever it is, you're not going to argue your way out of it. When someone has made up their mind that you aren't going to be in the picture, just walk away. Just walk away. Hold your head up high.
Nothing else. Save your pride.
That's it. That's what I'm going to say. Hold your head high and walk away with pride and say, you know what? It just wasn't meant to be. Because sitting there trying to argue about it, you're going to one day regret this. It's
has that ever worked for anyone?
So he come in and he would be a witness.
I don't think so.
No, exactly. No, it never worked for anybody ever. So.
And it's the same thing with a job. I mean, I remember, I'm not going to say that because he might know who. I'll change a little bit. You can't argue your way out of fired. Yeah. And it was the same exact thing. Somebody had gotten fired and literally cried and begged for their job back and all that kind of stuff. And it's the same exact thing. You're not going to be able to argue your way back in. And if you do, is that you've already completely gone to a state of vulnerability that you'll never be able to escape from again. Your boss or whomever it may be is never going to look at you the same way. If you beg for that job back, and the same thing, put yourself in a relationship side, that other person is never going to look at you the same way either. They're going to always be like, well, no matter what, they're always going to be here.
The power dynamics, man. This is also why I'm single, because, man, I don't want to give that up.
Did you drink any of this?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I was that was all for you. So.
Thank you.
But, yeah.
Big D, you got anything to add to online dating?
Oh, listen, it may not get you back into the relationship, but you can pick a lock and get back in, you know? You can. I'm just trying to find another way of.
I'm just watching you.
Oh, you want to play this game?
I know. Oh, trust me. I know. No, but it's just. It's fun to watch you pull a Bubba. That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, I just did.
Yeah.
I mean, for the last 10 minutes.
Anyway. I will also say this. After going through the divorce, after going through the separation, after all that. It's so crazy because sometimes you think the worst thing in the world is happening, and then you realize later that, you know what, it's a good thing. And I mean no disrespect to my ex. We still talk. We went to dinner recently. But
you paid for it.
Yeah, I did. Twice.
Again.
So, but
do you like at least make her tip or something?
No. No, it's all good. I just,
is it though?
Stay
did you ever
married
look at it and go, do you want to split this or?
No.
Those are just my dates.
Really? Guys ask you if they want to split?
Yeah, last date I was on.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it on the air, but.
I can never tell. I always hate that.
Yeah, no.
With Bubba's stuff, I always be like, you know what we're talking about? He's like, we didn't talk about that. I'm like, oh, right. Of course we didn't.
No, but dude, it wasn't even $20. He's like, I mean, so we can split this. I was like, 20, bro, I got it. $20 ain't gonna break me. I'll get that extra points on my credit card.
Well, but in today's environment, though, if a guy's out with a certain type of woman that would like to at least be offered to pay, all right, what is the conduct? What is the procedure for that?
No, he should offer to pay, and then let me say, no, we can split it.
Okay.
But I think that's interesting, though,
because you are one of the most feminist-forward people. Like, you're very much all about girl power, women are, you know, this and that, but you want him still to offer?
Yes, I think that he should still offer, but understand I will not let you pay for it. I will absolutely split it with you, to be fair. But it's a weird...
What if it is
a weird dance.
What if he's not? What's the opposite of a feminist? A melanist?
Misogynist?
But what if he's like waiting for you to offer to pay?
I ended up paying. So he got his way, didn't he?
You paid for both of you?
Yeah, because it was $20. Because I was like, sir, I am a grown woman.
I love that you paid for both of you. I don't think I had anybody ever pay for a date.
I'm not the server to split a $20 check. That is. No, I was like, no. You know what that was? Like, D, that was my power move.
So let's say it's a $60 check, and the guy says, look, happy to pay for it, want to pay for it. Would you like to pay for your half? Can he ask that question?
Or is it best to say, happy to pay for it, want to pay for it, how do you want to handle this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because the thing is, like, when you do, because again, I'm just going to straight up go, no, we can split it. That's the thing, is that my reaction is go, so I don't know, maybe it depends on the person. I understand that there are women out there who go on these dates with the idea that they're going to eat for free. And there are guys who will leave chicks with a check. I've seen those stories too. But, oh yeah, that they're like, oh, they order all the food. And then they're like, oh, wait, I got to go.
You can never leave the chick with the check.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
But no, I would just appreciate a little bit of like, hey, I got, like, it's the same dance that I have with my friends. Like, oh, I got this. No, we can split. No, it's fine. I'll get it. You get it next time.
I've always treated it different, though. Like, if, and this is like on a friend date, if you want to call it that, or a friend meal or whatever. If I ask you to go, if mm-hmm. I say, hey, Carson, I'm going to go over here to grab a burger. Do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, yeah, I expect to pick up the tab. Because I have asked you to go, unless you say otherwise. But it's the same way.
And like, I wouldn't, because it's like, oh, we're friends. We're just going out to dinner. We can split it. But if you're like, but if you insist and you're like, hey, no, I got it. And then I'll go, oh, well, then I'll get it next time.
If you ask me, I would say, all right, sure, yeah. And but I would expect you to pay because you asked me.
Oh,
now,
no.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of the weird thing? I'm that like, is whoever weird, asks yeah. is the one.
Yeah, for friends, I think it's different, like friends and family and stuff, but. But no, when you're playing the stupid dating dance, which my God, like if you guys, one of these days, I swear to God, just like knock me over the head, like, and just wake me up in 3 months and be like, this is the dude. We found him.
Are you back on?
No. What are you kidding me? No. I keep saying, I'm like, oh, when I finish taking all my time off and vacations and concerts, that's when I'll get back.
Well, you've been saying that since.
I had a busy summer, Baba.
I was going to say last year, though, you were like, well, I'm going to wait until after the holidays because I want to get past cuffing season. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to get on the apps until after.
I would say after Valentine's Day. And then I had a lot of concerts and stuff, and I was, you know, out and about.
You had some back-to-back-to-back Stones trips.
I did, and I still might be going on another trip in, like, a week. So maybe at the end of July, but then probably not.
So are the apps still on your phone, or have you gotten rid of them?
No, absolutely not. They're deleted.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But guess what? I'm sure my profiles are still there, because that's the other trick, is these apps do not delete you. Even when you delete them.
The League?
Mm-hmm.
Were you on that one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so I got on that one, and I can't.
Can't get off there, man.
Can't get off it. You show up. And I reached out to, there was a friend who I saw on that app, and I was like, hey, I swiped on you, whatever, and I took a little screenshot. And she was like, oh, my God, I haven't been on that in a year and a half. I'm like, what? And I knew she was still single. And I was just messing with her. And she's
I
like,
still
oh
get
gosh.
Screenshots of you on the apps.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I get DM'd on Insta. They're like, is this really Bubba?
I didn't know he fished.
I so wanted to do. You know what? Maybe that's what I'll do. If you can't like get rid of something, like the League one or whatever,
yeah.
maybe
change
I'll just
the
go
pictures.
Change the pictures to fishing pictures. Nobody will ever match.
You should put like some like the goofy fake glasses and the nose and the little mustache or whatever. You used to be like the mystery guy.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. I love that.
Here I am.
You should do that. That'd be great.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't know.
Be like, do you guys know who the mystery guy is? I don't know. Is he fish, or is that just a trying to throw us off?
Just put a big question mark as your profile.
Oh, yes. Yes. The Riddler.
Oh, my gosh. That would
and
be
then you put,
so
And
great.
You put stuff like that. I don't pay for nothing.
You know, actually, dude.
I'm loaded, and there's a reason.
No. So on the ladies' side, I don't know how it is on the guy's side. Everybody makes demands. There's no like niceties about it. And it's all very demanding and ugly. And literally,
yes, you must be this. You must not
you
be
must
that.
Be
guy,
the, yeah, so. Exactly. And it's all like, I expect you to pay for all of the dates. I expect you to do this. I expect I will be treated like a queen and this and that and whatever and blah, blah, blah. It's like left.
Oh, my
left,
God. Left. I forgot to tell you this, and I was going to tell Garrett too. So a friend of mine sent me a screenshot and she goes, this guy looks familiar. Do we know him? And it was a Bumble profile. And it was Dennis from It's Always Sunny. Somebody was trying to catfish with somebody on a TV show.
What?
They said his name was Bob. And I wrote back and I was like, that's a golden god. He's a five-star man. Like, it was just all these Sunny quotes. And I was like, oh, she doesn't watch it. She doesn't get it. But that's why she didn't know that somebody was, because she was like, he looks familiar. Why does he look familiar?
She doesn't
like,
know about the day, man.
Yeah, right. Because she's like, oh, is this the show that's always on at your house? Yes, it is.
It is.
Always Sunny is the most amazing show. The people on there are so wretched. There's no better way to explain. Have you watched a single episode yet?
Me?
Yeah.
I got halfway through one. And I liked it. I was just kind of like, I don't know. I wasn't in the mood. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even suggest watching it from the first episode first. You have to go in maybe two or three seasons, maybe even four or five, catch one of the shows, maybe two, and then say, okay, I'm going to start this from the beginning. And then you go back and watch it in order.
Oh. I heard it got, I think you guys said it doesn't get really good until what's-his-face gets on it.
Danny DeVito. Yeah.
He comes in season two, but they really get to who his character is kind of toward the end of season three, more into like seasons four.
Yeah.
And so that's why, because usually if I go to like my go-to start episode is always Kitten Mittens. And that's,
yeah, I'm on season five.
That's And that's why I usually start at season five for Kitten Mittens. And I just let it roll.
I got through Kitten Mittens and D had the cats stuck in the wall. Yeah. I got through that. Garrett, we're speaking your language, dude.
I know. I'm just listening and enjoying your
taking
enjoyment.
It all in. So yeah, but I'm like,
it's great because like Garrett and Carson both love this show. So anytime something crazy happens, I can text and go, "Suthin' or whatever the quote is," and they're yeah. Mm-hmm. And
the guys from It's Always Sunny have a bourbon, and so they've been doing celebrity pours. And
what is a celebrity pour?
That's where they'll show up and they'll pour the alcohol at bars.
Oh,
so the point is, you show up to, for me, it would be the photo op with them, and then you buy the drink or you buy a bottle. And so I follow the bourbon on Instagram, and they're always putting out like, where should we come next? And I'm like, here, come here. I will chase you down. But come on. And I'm like, that's not awkward and weird, but that's what they want. They want the fans to come out and buy their stuff. And
would all four of them or all five of them go?
Well, it's all three. It's the three guys who do it. And I mean, but you sometimes all three of them are there. Usually it's one or two together, but
all right. So you guys have seen how many seasons? Like 20 seasons?
Seasons are we at 16?
I think
16.
Okay. Who's your favorite 16? Character at this point as things have gone on?
16 seasons.
Because Charlie is my favorite.
Everybody loves Charlie.
I love Charlie.
I just have a soft spot for Danny DeVito.
Who doesn't?
My son Frank loves Frank.
The day Danny DeVito goes is going to be a very, very sad day for me.
Yeah.
We'll be driving around. He's on Jersey Mike's ads. Mm-hmm. We'll be driving around and Frank will see a billboard and go, "Dad, look, Frank!" I'm like, oh, yeah, so cool.
Anyway. Turns 80 in November.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito is almost 80?
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta think he first got famous with like Taxi, which is 70s or something. Oh,
wow!
But yeah,
it's the Lorax.
Can I have a hug?
No,
gross.
That's some shakers.
So he come in and he would be a witness.
That's what she did too.
Man,
yeah,
it's crazy. Look, anybody out there who is dealing with single life, God bless you. I mean, you have got one of the most challenging challenges that ever been challenged in front of you. And good luck to all of us in the struggle.
Have you seen those things where they have like the tonsil stone remover?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
What is a tonsil stone?
Tonsil stones are, they're like these little, I don't even know what they are.
They like calcium pockets?
Yeah, and they stink.
Yeah.
And they come out, they'll come out of your, like, you'll pop them out. And they're like little pieces of white things. You ever had that?
We call them tonsil farts.
Oh, okay. That's weird. But they do stink.
Shouldn't it be more of a shart? Because if it's something that actually comes out.
We've already thought about this way too much.
The devolution.
Anyway, they have a thing that I've seen online where it can take them out, like extract it, I guess. But anyway, that's what she was doing to you. I guess that's what made me think of it.
Dude, it was
the craziest
thing. She
was doing dental work on him.
Craziest thing. I'm like, what in the world just...
She was playing tonsil hockey.
I walked to the car, and I'm like, what just happened?
Oh. As you're tasting her beer.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Oh, that's it. Pale ale. All right.
Were you sitting there thinking, that should have felt better than what it did?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, gosh.
And I often thought, well, you know what? If I were attracted to her, would that have gone differently? I don't
Did
know.
You at one point go, God, that's what it's like to kiss D? Well, now I know. I don't
this have to was the podcast.
So he come in and he would be a witness.
Man.
Oh my
all right, are we you actually know, ready for the jingle
God,
now?
Like a little beard scruff.
Where do you this go was the podcast.
Did you say your beard scruff?
Just like your beard scruff.
This was
were you
the
guys,
podcast.
Were you afraid that she's going to be like, you know, like Velcro and you get stuck together?
Yes.
Then you got to call your firefighter buddies. Hey, man, I know I had to FaceTime. You had to believe. You wouldn't believe this.
Jaws of life.
Can you bring
the spreaders? Bring the spreaders. Oh,
she was like, no need. And you're like, not those.
Oh, my God. This was the podcast.
This was the podcast. But now hey, it's over.
Dasha. Dasha interview right after this. If you're listening on an app.
On the radio. Every day.
Dasha in the studio with us. It's finally nice to see you, so I can I can't stand you. It is I'm kidding.
Oh my God, thank you.
It's what everyone wants to hear.
Oh God, did your boot stop working? Did you bring down? Did you bend you?
Can't get out of your head.
Oh my God, I remember the first. Did you know that? Like, when did you know? Like, oh my gosh, I've created the one of the most viral earworms in a long time.
Honestly, right after I wrote it, I was like, it's frustrating how I can't get the song out of my head. I was like, this is going to do something because of how catchy it was.
Did you already have the tune in your head too? You had it all together? I don't know how that works.
In the session we wrote, I mean, I actually freestyled that tune and the lyric, did your boots stop working? That's first thing I wrote.
Wait, you freestyled it?
Yeah. So we were just playing the chords. We were just like, you know, and you kind of just kind of mumble some stuff in sessions sometimes. And so we were playing the chords, and I was like, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down?
And
everyone was like, wait, what'd you just say? And I was like, did your boots stop working? And they were like, oh, that's cool. And so that's how like the whole song started, was that line.
Isn't that amazing?
It's pretty cool.
I mean, think about the options if you didn't do that.
Exactly. Could have been so many options. It probably wouldn't have been the song it is.
It's like watching, you've seen Yesterday, right? Where they have the Beatles that go away and they change the lyrics to Hey Jude and make it Hey Dude. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have been the same song. And like, if you wouldn't have freestyled that, it wouldn't have been the same song.
It's funny how like, because that was such a subconscious moment of like, I wasn't trying to say, did your boots stop work? I didn't even know what that meant at the time, you know?
Right.
It's just so funny how being an artist and a songwriter, sometimes you just got to trust like your subconscious that it's like working for you and like just mumble some stuff like magic comes out. It's so weird, but
right, that's why it's so hard to be an artist, because you have to trust that. It's like it's like trusting ghosts in your house to tell you
literally
what to do. Like, I don't know what's the instructions.
And no, literally, it's like, let me roll my eyes back in my head.
Ouija board.
Yeah, and trust my gut. And I'm like, what is your gut? It's not even a thing.
Right.
Like,
also, don't mess with Ouija boards.
Don't mess with Ouija boards.
Don't. Have you?
Did you hear our whole conversation over there?
No.
We literally just talked about Ouija boards. That's so weird you're saying
this
right now.
In the green room? They were talking about...
we did a whole like family feud about ghosts and stuff. Uh-huh. And Ouija boards came up.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing a Ouija board.
I get weirded out when I'm at the store and I see them on a shelf. I'm like,
me too.
I
can't believe I'm still
you're weirded
them.
Out by Parker Brothers?
No, yeah, they're devil summoners. I understand. They're scary.
Yeah, they are.
Let me guess, Carson, you're the person who goes and stands in the bathroom and does the little whatever
Bloody
Mary
thing?
Oh, no,
I totally know that. I'm not messing with that. But my grandparents had a Ouija board in their basement because some grandkid left it
up. They knew what's up.
Maybe it was protecting the house. I don't know. We never
Saturday
had any ghosts.
Night, let's go summon the devil. Come on.
All right. Dash
How did
is
you know my history?
The good thing is you have new music coming out.
I sure do.
Are you tired of talking about this one?
Honestly, no, because your girl, that song has done some things for me.
Yeah,
so
right?
She deserves the recognition.
Okay, good.
I appreciate what she's done.
Yes. But you have a new one coming out.
I do, didn't I? It's my new song.
Yes. So now, is this another kind of one of those kind of viral
earworms?
Do you feel that you have to get it like, hey, this works? Keep doing more of that?
Yeah. I mean, so right now we're building up to the deluxe version of What Happens Now, which is like five new tracks adding on to the album. So it's like kind of completing the story. And we chose Didn't I as the first song to come out of that because, one, it's another total earworm, you know? So because I wanted that
playing off of Austin, of course, but also like kind of tells the aftermath of Austin. So it kind of continues the storyline. Like, so it's very deliberate.
So now, growing up, were you around country music a lot or
Absolutely.
At all? You were.
Yeah, I grew up riding horses. So like at the barn, I mean, it's the only thing that'd be blasting. And then I played volleyball too, and country for some reason.
You
was
played
like,
volleyball?
I did. I was Can't captain teach of varsity. Tall. No, Can't right. teach tall. Mm-hmm.
How
I
tall
loved
are
volleyball.
You?
I'm 5'11". 5'10 and a half, 11, something around there. It depends.
I can't wait till we take a picture at the end of this and you're taller than Bubba. That's my favorite
probably
thing.
Probably going to
happen. Do you know?
Probably. I'm going to stand on a box. What are you talking about?
Do you feel weird as a tall girl that you have? Do you sometimes kind of shrink down some?
I used to, but now I'm so
Why?
Proud of my height. Because as a girl, when you're like in, I'm talking about like early high school, middle school, I was taller than everybody. I was 5'11 when I was 13.
Taller than most
like,
of the boys.
Like, that's really hard.
Everybody.
Yeah, and I felt so insecure about my height, and I just felt big, and it was, like, the worst feeling in the world. And everyone would be like, oh, my God, you're so big now. You're great. And, like, that's the worst thing for a teenage girl to hear is you're big, and people just, like, I would have no idea. And that, like, really messed with my brain for a while, and so I would slouch, but now I'm like, I wear
Didn't
heels
people, though,
and
probably say you should model? Just because everybody thinks, oh, you're tall. Immediately, you should model.
You should model. You should be able to play basketball. You look like Taylor Swift. Like, I'd get that literally five times a day on repeat. And it was great. And I think it was just, like, my own insecurities had to die down before I was like, no, I'm proud to be tall. And I'll wear heels. And I'll be 6'4 when I go out. You know?
Yeah.
I love it. Wait, are you so jealous. What is that life like?
Dasha is in the studio with us. What Happens Now is an album that it's a country album. It's out. You can check that out. Also got new music coming out. The song that if you're like, oh, Dasha, who is that? It's No Boots. That song. Austin is the one. So when you have a song like Austin that is used on everyone's TikTok, everyone picks it. Do you get money every time they use it? Or do you know?
I don't actually know the answer to that. Yeah. I think I made some money off of TikTok just because of how much it got used.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much, or honestly, I don't know.
You don't
even
know.
Idea. I have no idea.
Oh boy.
I don't know. Right. That's not why we did it.
I remember those days.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Someone's driving a car, new car, but I don't know.
Okay, I mean, probably. Like, obviously we did, but I don't know how much or like what that
Let me ask you something else. So when artists have like I see artists, like they'll sing the hook of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do it like 12 different ways in 12 different videos. For some reason, is it just repetition? Is that the do you did that? Did you do that with Austin?
You mean like posting wise?
Yeah.
The same video?
Yeah. It's not the same video. It's the same song, but it's like
over
even
and over
12 different.
Yeah, different parts almost.
Yeah.
That's just like on trying to push the song and getting people. I mean, it's just content, you know? And I feel like people don't really know what to do for their content sometimes. So sometimes they'll just do the song over and over and over again, different parts. And like that totally works for some people. But I feel like the best strategy on TikTok, at least that I've found, is like picking one part of the song that's like, oh, that's the catchiest part. And then just focusing on that one part.
Do you have a lot of creators, content creators asking, how do I do this? How did you do that?
Yeah, a couple. And honestly, my advice the same every time is just like,
write better songs.
Write better songs. Write a catchier song.
Ta-da!
Can you imagine if I said that to
no,
him?
No,
I would love it if you did, though.
Oh,
that
my
would
God.
Be awesome.
That's a flex.
That's so funny. No, I mean, you just have to like genuinely love what you're posting and just get creative with it. Like, that's such bad advice.
I mean,
but like,
it's kind of generic vibe. I mean,
because,
I feel like it's lightning in a bottle.
Like, it
you
is lightning in a bottle.
You have to be happy.
Yeah. You have to be happy and you have to believe in what you're doing.
I mean, I feel like you look like we're at a, you know, Miss America pageant.
I know. I feel like we're at church right now.
I do
know
too.
What to
we're
say.
About to take tithe and offering. Put your heads
but like,
down, no
what
one
do I
looking
do?
Around.
Austin was such a unique situation of like, half the music on TikTok was down because of the Universal Publishing thing.
Oh,
you know
right.
that?
Yes.
So like, Taylor and Noah Kahan and all that stuff that had been viral was stripped, which totally helped Austin blowing the hell up how
well,
it did.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah. So there was a lot of factors. The universe just lined up in like a really beautiful way. Me making up the line dance, me working at that horse barn those few months, and so having all that content at the horse barn too and all that stuff. Just like, it was like a perfect storm of everything.
Love it.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Thanks.
And also understand that, are you Big D or are you Bubba?
I'm definitely Big D, but I'm also Bubba.
Well, you can't be both.
Well, yeah, I can.
Are you going to be both?
I've got two nicknames.
Big D and Bubba.
Big D, like my friends call me Big D as a nickname.
Really? The Dash? Well, mine's Derek, so I was always Big D.
Oh.
Also, you're not big at all.
So why is your boyfriend Bubba?
That's just kind of a pet name we made up for each other. We call each other Bubba. It's kind of cute.
It is cute.
It's sweet.
That's Can we cute. Start using you guys as our press photos?
Yeah,
because it wouldn't be a lie.
That would be adorable.
It's Big D and Bubba.
It's Big D and Bubba, we swear.
Big D and Bubba. Oh, wait, that's so funny.
You're like, wow, Big D's really gone through a lot.
Wow, Big D's really gone through a lot.
He's gone through a lot. I mean,
he looks really good these days.
Bless him, though, you know? He's living his best life. Look at those extensions.
He finally found himself.
He
those extensions look great on him.
Yeah. The new song is called Didn't I? It is coming out, of course, Austin, and the album What Happens Now. Dasha, you're adorable, and come back anytime. Dash, everyone.